Hi folks, I'm Mark Fallows and this is the Impossible Network podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast player. And please leave a rating and a review because it helps more people find us. If you want to find out more of what we get up to or suggest who we interview next, follow us on Instagram at The Impossible Network or visit theimpossiblenetwork.com. Okay, let's get started. This episode builds on last week's. Every technology we take for granted today was once considered impossible. The science fiction novels, comic books, movies of the past are full of technologies from the imaginations of writers that have been transformed to science fact and reality by someone who believed what most considered impossible to be possible. I'm old enough to remember the phone-like device from Star Trek that only a few years later ended up in my hands, branded by Motorola as StarTAC. Inventions like these just took time, curiosity, dedication, creativity, and grit, built on the foundation of a good education. However, our education system, that by and large was created to teach the skills needed to serve the workforce needs of the past, is insufficient for the fast approaching reality of the future. That's why we ask our guests what they would do to change the education system to help prepare our youth for the uncertain future. Think about this. Children entering education in 2020 will be young adults by 2035. It's on us to prepare them to remain economically and socially relevant in a world of discontinuity. They will inhabit an environment full of technologies that have not yet been invented. They will be required to solve problems that have not yet been imagined. And they will also fill jobs that have not yet been created. With the unprecedented speed and array of technological developments that promise never before imagined opportunities for human advancement, we need to embrace the reality that change will be the only constant. As our guest Beth Comstock stated, we need to learn to be comfortable with ambiguity, and that's a lot easier said than done. As I've alluded to in previous reflections and interviews, it's our generation's responsibility to educate our children for the world they will inherit. So what's the answer? Yuval Noah Harari, in his recent book 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, cites educational experts that argue for the need to teach creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, and communication, and that we downregulate specialist technical skills and upregulate general purpose life skills. The most important being to enable children to deal with change, learn new things, preserve mental balance in the face of unfamiliar situations, and prepare them to reinvent themselves again and again. Personally, living in New York in 2019, I feel this is the world that I'm living in already. For as the pace of change changes, even the meaning of being human will mutate. To prepare our children to overcome adversity, navigate this world of uncertainty, we need to nurture their soft skills of curiosity, creativity, and imagination. They will need more resilience and self-regulation, respect and appreciation for ideas of others, empathy for the perspectives and values of those unlike them, and embrace failure and rejection regularly. If we're to create a world where we all thrive, our children's motivation must, as the OECD states, move beyond getting a good job and a high income, and extend to caring more about the well-being of their families and friends, their communities and their planet. To equip our children with a sense of agency, purpose, knowledge, skills, attitudes and values that will enable them to navigate this world of discontinuity, change and instability, we must relearn the act of learning, re-educate the educators, and end the production line process of education. It starts with a renewed focus on timeless wisdom and the question of who we really are. It's the big question at the heart of our guest Chantal Martin's art, an insight that too few of us ever question who we really are and explore who we want to be. This is important for all of us, regardless of age. However, for children, retaining and nurturing their individuality and identity is the greatest challenge as they face the potential of losing it before it's ever discovered through the manipulation of machines that learn to make us think, act, purchase, and eventually vote based on the autocratic authority of algorithms. Let's face it, we're already experiencing this. Even today, as we drown in distraction and the flood of contradiction and confusing information, the coercion of clickbait is ample evidence that hacking of our minds, hearts, and humanity is already underway. It's time to take back control of the probable future while it's still possible. We'll explore educational innovations more in Season 2. But for now, that's all, folks. See you next week. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at The Impossible Network. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.